relaxing your body and your mind into Ishwara, into Bhagavan. Letting the buddhi gently focus on your own presence as the very self of Ishwara, the self of Bhagavan. And receiving all of your experiences, the little children inside, whatever hurts and pains I'm carrying, whatever thoughts, whatever experiences are passing through, welcoming all of those with that prasada buddhi. Welcoming all of those as coming from Ishwara, belonging to Ishwara. Let your body, let your buddhi relax with that attitude. And that welcoming, let all of those feelings, whatever they may be, give them the freedom to be. And you can go into conversation with whatever experiences are coming up, or the inner child work that you may be doing. And you can also ask Ishwara, how should I handle this? Or what is it I really want in terms of this situation, or this pain, or this hurt, or this aspiration? What is it that I really want? Tell all that and to Bhagavan. Or ask, what should I do with this situation? How should I be? What is the best way to be in this situation or in this relationship that will be freeing and healing to myself and to the other person? And see what Bhagavan says. See your own psyche tells you. See if it's wise. See if it feels wise. And just give us some time to really be with ourselves in that way. I'll give us a few more minutes with this inner dialogue with Ishwara and with the little ones. Come out of this meditation slowly for a moment. I might want to talk about something and then go back in. You're doing a meditation contemplation or Kamnita Dhyasana. What we're doing in terms of this inner child work and our relationship with Bhagawan, also having a comfortable position, you know, that's all what we really need to spend time with before we do japa or pranayama or come into meditation, because it gives us antakarna shuddhi. It cleans out our psyche, it gives it shanti, gives the little one inside shanti, it gives my buddhi shanti, because I also pray to Ishwara in a very real prayer, you know, what am I doing, what do I want, what do I need help with, and letting Ishwara respond. I gain a deep peace by doing that, and so whether I spend 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes or even the whole time I'm contemplating on that, that's what we need to pay attention to, because it brings in that deep shanti, you know, and love that you need to say go into a more absorption. One thing that we can do after we've done this type of inner work, so we can do japa. And I would actually like to do that now, because we can make a sankalpa for Albert and for Sky's mother and for whatever else is important to us. You know, and make that sankalpa and offer it up to Ishwara as the pala for the japa that we're doing together. And for us, we're doing it for that antakarna shuddhi and that blessing, that absorption of our mind. You know, so it's very beautiful that way. But I want to tell you something about the japa. I'd like to do this time because you all know this and it's a beautiful mantra. Om Gam Ganapatiye Namaha. Gam instead of gam. Why we're making that change is because Puja Swamiji, who was asked that question, whether it should be gung or gum, and he said, with a bija mantra, you just close it with the im. The bija mantra actually is gum. We're not doing sandhi, okay? So we're going to stop doing that. Swamiji, our Swamiji, has also stopped doing it. So it's Om Gam Ganapatiye Namaha. And there's one thing to know about this. If I say, and this in the Atharvashirsha Upanishad, which I think you know how to chant, many of you are familiar with it, there's one paragraph near the end where they talk about the pronunciation of the mantra and the nasal of the bija mantra, in this case, Om. It's very beautiful. Swamiji may have taught you this, but I've only recently really discovered it, so I just want to pass it on in case you don't know. When you say the Om, there's a closure. It's not like Swamiji. Puja Swamiji will sometimes joke and say, don't go, Om. It's Om. It's just simple, Om. But that Anuswara, the Om, the Makara, the letter Ma, Om, is a nasal. And so that nasal, the Om, you let resonate up through your nasica, through the nose. Om. That just say Om and let the after, let it resonate and feel it resonate up. Om. Om. You feel it? Om. Then that sound, that nasalization, that little thread of the input, that little thread goes up into silence. Okay. So it's a very It's just the straight Om, but the resonation resolves itself into silence. So when we're saying it, we say Om, that happens, Gam Ganapatiye Namaha, Om, and you just feel that. And then there's just a Om, Gam Ganapatiye Namaha. That brings about a certain absorption too. It's just very beautiful. These bija mantras actually are the sound syllable that really invokes the deity. So Gam is for Ganapati, you know. And so we can, by doing this mantra, we can pray for antakarna shuddhi, we can send our best wishes to the people that are dear to us or in need of help. We can, you know, kind of send it to Albert's eye. And it become all obstacles for that healing. We can send it to Sky's mother that her passing be just full of grace and beauty. You know, so beautiful that she just recognizes Bhagavan at that time and has the most beautiful journey. So these blessings we can do, and we can just do what I would like to do is, so we have until about 11, so it's kind of shard to lead it, and we'll do it. But what I would like to do is, let's just do it out loud together, you know, for about 10 minutes or so. Then we'll taper it down, and then I'd like you to do it on your own. And when you're doing it on your own, what happens is you're saying internally the Om Ganapati, Om Gam Ganapati Namaha, but you get it so there's no vocal cords movement. And so that, and you can do that if you find that when you're going, because we're chanting out loud, and now you're going to just do it on your own, the vocal cords might still be functioning. To break through that, you say it really, really fast. Vocal cords can't keep up. And so then you'll find it just happening in your mind, and you let the mantra and the bija mantras fill your mind, let the bija mantra go in, resolve into that silence. And just silently repeat that mantra You can, if you don't have your mala, you can use your fingers to keep track if you want to, you know, so that you know when you hit your finger, that means you have to do the mantra. So in case your mind is wandering off, this brings your mind back if you need to do that. You just do the mantra until you don't want to anymore. It's like the mind is absorbed. It just wants to be with yourself. It just wants to bask in that silence. Okay? That is where Nididhyasana begins. Everything else is bringing the mind to that contemplative state. Okay? But when you gain that contemplative state, then you just be with it and you can use some sort of type of mantra that we use for Nididhyasana just to give some structure to my mind, to keep it just resolving in my being. And you can say something like, you know, Anandoham, or I am fullness, or I am Ishwara, or I am consciousness, or I am free. Whatever words you have, look at different things that you can possibly say later, but anything that directs your mind toward the wholeness of yourself, toward your own being. You just use that as a structure. So when your mind wanders off, you just bring it back to yourself. If it wanders off, just come back to yourself. And so that becomes what we're doing. But we're able to do that because we've taken care of all of these other issues for the time being, you know, and brought myself to some peace. That's the idea. So we'll talk about this more. But for now, let's do the Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. You want to help me with that? Okay, we have about 10 minutes, okay? About, yeah. Just about.
Om Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
1 minute. Make a sankalpa. Make your sankalpa. You know, we'll do it for Albert, for his eye may heal, for Sky's mother, that she may have a wonderful passing, surrounded by her family, by love, that she be filled with love as she goes on her journey, and for each one of us, and for all beings that you want to include. And just take a moment to make that sankalpa, and then we'll start again.
Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha. namaha. Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye namaha. Om
whisper. Om Ganapataye Namaha. Om Ganapataye Namaha. Om Ganapataye Namaha. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And